Friday, October 16th, 2020, Prayer 31, Day 16. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for imparting your righteousness to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We worship your holiness. You are holy. You are good all the time. It is a pleasure to worship and trust one who is so virtuous as you. There is no one like you. You alone deserve worship, and we freely magnify you, Lord. We bow before you in humble thanksgiving for your gifts of power and strength, fortitude and might. We claim the riches of your glory and the fullness of your grace that come through the indwelling of your Spirit within us. We pray for our nation to remain firm and steadfast in the knowledge of your truth and the promise of the victory that is ours through Christ, who loves us. We want you in America again, Father. Forgive us as a nation for straying from you. Praying your scriptures, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16 and verse 19. When I think of all of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Today we pray for New Mexico and New York. Bless and protect these states, and may your Spirit sweep over these lands with revival. We pray for those who serve as prosecutors, defenders, judges, and justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, that they would be vigilant in service and wise in judgment. We pray for our prayer teams, our hope ministry, those who set aside their prayer needs often in order to intercede for others. Even as these ministers must keep distance during this pandemic, may they still feel the call to intercede, knowing they will be greatly needed when this precaution is lifted. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, and may spiritual gifts flow freely through them. Guard their minds, and may their faith grow every day. In the powerful name of Jesus, we ask all these things. Amen.